This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street going a different direction today. Stocks are actually soaring amid discussions in the U.S. Senate on a $2 trillion stimulus package. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, it appears that the two sides are going to end up coming to an agreement so as to get that bill passed before the day is over. Meanwhile, that stimulus bill had been slammed by many Democrats who said that it carried too much money for big corporations and not enough for the average American worker. Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, disputed that, saying the bill takes care of everybody.
Help for workers and families and employers and health care providers.
It's official that Japan is now delaying the 2020 Olympic Games until next year as a result of the pandemic. They were to be held in Tokyo starting in July. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Severe thunderstorms are expected to pound much of the South today, with heavy rain through this evening from eastern Arkansas to Tennessee, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, and parts of Georgia. And there could be some tornadoes. President Trump trying to reassure Americans in the face of the coronavirus outbreak.
I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound very, very strongly.
President Trump speaking at the daily coronavirus briefing at the White House, making the point that America was not built to be shut down.
But right now, in the midst of this great national trial, Americans must remain united in purpose and focused on victory. To every single American, please know that the sacrifice you're making at this time is saving lives.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
More now on something we brought you at the top of the news on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up over 1,500 points in morning trading as investors are buying the news that the Senate appears to be close to that deal that will pump more than $1.5 trillion into the economy. The Dow back up over 20,000 at last check, and all three major indexes are up more than 6.5% on the day. An Arizona man is dead after trying to prevent himself from getting the virus, according to a press release from Banner Health in Phoenix. He and his wife, both in their 60s, took a cleaner that's normally used to clean fish tanks as a way of protecting themselves from getting the virus, as some early research suggested that that substance was good at treating malaria, and it had been mentioned by President Trump as possibly being able to treat coronavirus. The couple tried to get emergency care within 30 minutes after consuming the fish tank cleaner, but it was too late for the man, who died while his wife was being treated. and one of the nation's largest arts and crafts retailers, says it's taking steps to minimize the risk of spreading the virus while shoppers are in its stores. However, Christian-owned Hobby Lobby says God's in control, so its stores will remain open. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're looking at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez, happy Friday and happy weekend to you that are going to be joining us this Saturday and Sunday, as well as you will hear a replay of today's show on another 100-plus stations across the country on Saturday and Sunday. So good to have you joining us as well. Horace Cooper is with us right now. Always love to have the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and we've got lots to talk about. Mr. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be on the program this morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'll tell you, the left is doing us no favors. It's so funny. Every once in a while, they ask the question, they go, is this a political thing or what? Come on, you make me laugh. Come on, it's so obvious. The president is trying to do everything he can to balance out the very aggressive and negative narrative from the left and the mainstream media. And, of course, he's accused as being, disconnected from reality and all this stuff. But meanwhile, the left is, stoking fears over COVID-19. And because, what it all comes down to when it gets political like this, Horace, as we've seen time and again, it's all about them. It's not about the people they don't care about scaring the holy what have you out of the people. They love the chaos because this shakes the people's confidence in the current administration.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. And there's also this idea on the part of the left that reflexively, we must attack the core of what America is. It is a normal phenomenon that in the event of any kind of pandemic or major national event, that you would be very, very careful about your borders. You would be very, very careful about transportation and the like. And yet, when our president initially indicated that, hey, what we're going to do, we're not going to allow the kind of regular contacts with China and places where there are elevated levels of coronavirus activity. They left exploded. I don't know if your listeners knew this, but scheduled for this week was supposed to be a vote in the House of Representatives on what they call the No Travel Ban Act.
Yes.
In which they were going to take away from the president the power to place limitations on who can come to our country and who cannot. What the president was doing and what his advisors recommended was common sense action so as to minimize our risk. Our country, at over 300 million, is roughly the same population as the entirety of the Eastern Europe and yet, not the Eastern Europe, as the European Union, and yet they have nearly 10 times as many actual virus outbreaks and, more tellingly, the number of deaths than we do, almost 20 times. They have open borders. They have not replaced, engaged in the kind of restrictions because they believe reflexively that politics triumphs the circumstances.
Exactly.
This administration has done the opposite, and the left has caught themselves flat-footed in not being prepared to join us, like FDR said, recognizing that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Let's take common sense actions together. Let's be united. That's what the president said Wednesday night.
Right. Well, but we know at least 50% of the country has no capacity for common sense. You know, this isn't this isn't part of their lexicon right now, sadly, and I say sadly because that 50% is the tail that's wagging the rest of the dog here and putting everybody else into fear over, you know, this stuff. And then you look at their actions, Horace, which is disgusting to me. You know, we need to go to the vault and get some money out to deal with this this issue. And along the way, while the vault is open, you got the bag holders for the Democratic Party going, well, hey, let's add a couple more billion here to this emergency, because while we got the vault open, we're going to take more money out. And so what's an extra, you know, billion or two? Well, in this case, at least $5 billion.
And then their answer to you is, if you don't care about spending whatever they want, then you must not be truly committed. But also notice the virus coverage itself in the media. The Media Research Center has released a video. I recommend your listeners go to it. Go to their website and you can take a look at it. It is now racist to talk about the virus based on its origin. To refer to it as the Wuhan virus is somehow, or the Wuhan coronavirus is somehow bigoted, except for the inconvenient fact that almost exclusively the very places that are now telling us it's racist to refer to it, they told us this name. We wouldn't have recognized to understand it. But the idea, there's a saying, go woke, get woke, go woke.
Yes, yes.
If we cannot come together, if we cannot undertake mainstream behavior, we put ourselves as a nation in jeopardy.
Right.
Now, I watched, and the governor of Washington State, the governor of California, both decided, you know what, there's too much at stake for us to play these political games.
Mm-hmm.
They commended the administration for the work that they've been doing, and they acknowledge that the administration has been very, very helpful, on point. We are going to get through this. It might require, as a nation, and even that 50% that's wanting to wag the tail, it might require a significant number of those people to join with the rest of us, and leaving about 10% on the side as the crowd that cannot put politics aside, that cannot come together as a nation.
Exactly.
After 9/11, there were a number of people that wanted to stand up and criticize America. They wanted to blame our country. They were sympathetic to those that attacked. But the overwhelming rest of us looked around and said, are you out of your mind?
Exactly.
And we came together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's where we're going to head. We're going to come together. Now, you can't stop crazy, but what you can do is make it so obvious who's crazy and who's not.
Yeah, and we went through a little bit of that exercise with the impeachment, did we not? I mean, we went through all this stuff.
Yeah.
They exercised everything. And like you said, you can't stop crazy, but you can you can begin to see it. For a long time, you know, you had to be discerning, but then it became obvious who was insane here. And so now it's gone by the wayside. So, you know, the resistance being what the resistance is, they're unrelenting. And so now the next program is this coronavirus. In the words of Rahm Emanuel, you just can't let a good crisis go to waste, can you?
Well, that's part of of the problem, as I see it. Now, I would tell your listeners, we can look at this as a crisis that is just going to uproot every single thing, or we can look at this as a demonstration of the values and the people that we are. It's our choice. We run around, as my grandmother would say, like a chicken with his head cut off, or we can be responsible. We can maintain our maturity.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez.
We have a country to save.
Yeah, that operative word is we, ladies and gentlemen, reminding you of it's about we the people. Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour in our conversation with the professor, legal professor and analyst, the one and only Horace Cooper continues, who's we're excited. We talked about the last time we got together about coming soon, his brand new book, The Untold Story of Black Advancement in the Era of Trump, how Trump is making Black America great again. Coming soon to a bookstore, and it'll be linked at BillMartinezLive.com, so you can order it there as well. We're going to just make it real easy time in July, right, Horace, is it?
That's exactly right. In fact, I think after most of the concern and issues about this particular coronavirus issue is all resolved, mm-hmm. people will be able to relax, come out, read a great book. As I would say, buy and read my book, and we'll both profit.
Without a doubt. Okay, I had to stop you because we had to go to break, and boy, I'll tell you, one of the worst things you can do is stop somebody in the middle of talking about their grandmother, so I apologize. So let's remind everybody what Grandma says, because, you see, in the Hispanic community, I always tell people that, you know, when I was a little kid and Grandma would look at you in the Hispanic household, she would look at you first and give you that kind of that eye, like, you know, you're being a knucklehead. And if you didn't get it and you kept talking and being a knucklehead, she would remove her chancla or her house slipper. We say chancla, right? Her house slipper, and she would fling it right over the bow of your boat. And you better by that point get the idea. If not, then, you know, the tortilla rolling pin was next. So, and she usually was pretty lethal with that. I think she could knock out the eye of a flea from 100 yards with that rolling pin. So you didn't want to mess with her, you know, just saying.
I definitely believed that my grandmother was capable of that and more, and I never actually wanted to witness it. But
yes.
One of the things that she said was that sometimes we get ourselves so discombobulated, she would use the phrase run around like a chicken with his head cut off, which, by the way, I got a chance to see when I was 9 years old. I don't know if you can find that on YouTube. It's probably something that they don't allow people to watch. Mm. But sometimes when you're preparing the chicken, the live chicken, mm-hmm. and you're wanting to actually get it ready to cook, sell, or whatever, you actually have to wring the neck of the chicken itself, and then you use an axe or something, and you remove its head. Well, if you aren't doing that right, the chicken continues movement,
yes.
even without his head. It's wild.
Yes.
It's alarmist to observe. And that's the kind of behavior we don't want as a nation. But the left often is reflexively caught in its political mode. Mm-hmm. In 2002, shortly after the 9/11 circumstances, we had a conversation nationally and an election over what kind of changes we were going to undertake to protect our country. Thank God that we took the steps that we did, that we acted in this mature capacity. But there were some who weren't willing to go along. And in that election, there were a number of members of Congress in the Senate and the House who lost their seats because they were prepared to stick with left-wing ideology over the needs of America.
Mm-hmm.
We saw one of the first elections where a president in his first off-year election gained seats in the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you can't bring yourself to be silent. At least, let me just say this, at least when we saw the vote on banning all the president's power to prevent people from coming into the country, when they pulled that vote, it was maybe a sign that some sanity
yes.
is on its way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What was the polling? Something like 70% of America agreed with the president's action on that?
Oh, yes.
I mean, it was not even close.
It was 70. It was 15, weren't really clear, and then there were this scattering of, oh, absolutely. absolutely, in a time of pandemic, what you need to do is let everybody come in. Was that 7%? Was that 9%? A very, very extremist group. And this is an example of showing the American people we can all come together. And
exactly.
This extremist group that's putting us all at risk.
Well, and look, you cited the earlier case, what happened in Europe, and how the disease has exploded in Europe compared to here in the United States. I'll tell you, you could hear the wincing and the gut-wrenching of the left when Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's been doing, I believe, a stellar job in giving us the facts, being transparent, calming America down, because in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and fear runs rampant in that arena of opinion. And so he brings a lot of sobriety to the topic, but they really, the left, I'm saying, in these ideologues you're talking about, just, you know, their heads exploded when he said that Donald Trump did the right thing in restricting flights from China, and particularly the targeted areas, by being vigilant. And keep in mind now, we're finding out, Horace, that, you know, China knew about this problem back in November.
Yes, they did.
Kept the information away from us. And, and I'm waiting to see if there's any outrage, you know, from the European nations, these other countries that are being affected. I mean, here it is in the United States. I mean, we've got outbreaks reported now in 47 of the 50 states. And so everybody has been affected here in this country.
No, absolutely. The Chinese leadership has not done the kinds of responsible things that we needed them to do. We could have sent some of our experts early on.
We offered it.
Christmas. We offered it. It was turned down. It took a while for them to let us just do a chemical makeup. Let's see what's necessary to identify this particular strain. None of those kinds of preliminary steps, if they had undertaken, could likely have resulted in this not being a worldwide pandemic. Mm. But that's where we are. And yet the Europeans announced they're upset that we are reducing the risk by preventing their residents from coming to our country. It's a 30-day ban. It could increase
right.
longer.
Exactly.
I predict that we'll get past this. The baseball season is going to start a little later this year.
Right.
Disneyland and Disney World are closed temporarily. They're going to reopen.
Yes.
What we want to do as a community and as a people, don't go rushing to the Sam's and buy all of the toilet paper. Use good judgment and reason, people.
Yes.
Don't let the fear mongers create a circumstance where a situation becomes worse than it is. If you were to try to follow the path of the chicken that got loose that I watched with its head off, you would find yourself on the ground, in the air, rolling around, all manner of literally insane behavior. Let's not do that, people.
And like the chicken, what happens eventually, you run out of gas. And you just follow.
You run out of gas and you collapse.
Right.
And part of this, maybe now, this isn't the chicken we're going to take to the market. This one's gotten to roll around in the dirt. This one has gotten all of this.
Yeah.
Even as we see the turmoil in the stock market, here's an idea I would say to some Americans. Take a look at some of the high-flying stocks that were going around in December and January. You don't have to put your money out right now, but take a look at what those are. And by the way, sometime before May, those are going to be many of the very stocks that you weren't in then, but you can get in now.
Exactly.
By the way, profit handsomely.
Without a doubt, because that's what's going to happen, is that it will rebound. I call it the law of capacity, Horace. If they've had the capacity to be operating at 28, looking at 29,000, they're going to get back up there. And there is a huge, huge potential hockey stick climb that's going to happen with rapidity. So stay tuned. I think there's good news in the mountains just right ahead. So hang in there. Keep a calm. Keep a calm head of this thing, and stay away from some of these mainstream acolytes that are going to be like that chicken, and they're going to fall over, no doubt. Horace Cooper is always a...
Is immune support on your mind these days?
Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street going a different direction today. Stocks are actually soaring amid discussions in the U.S. Senate on a $2 trillion stimulus package. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, it appears that the two sides are going to end up coming to an agreement so as to get that bill passed before the day is over. Meanwhile, that stimulus bill had been slammed by many Democrats who said that it carried too much money for big corporations and not enough for the average American worker. Mitch McConnell, the Senate its top Republican, disputed that, saying the bill takes care of everybody.
Help for workers and families and employers and health care providers.
It's official that Japan is now delaying the 2020 Olympic Games until next year as a result of the pandemic. They were to be held in Tokyo starting in July. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Challenge how to get back on track in the midst of the coronavirus and the chaos that is taking place. But, you know, as we said earlier in the week, it's what you're anchored on right now. I mean, this is really what's being exposed. I mean, what are you going to count on? If you were counting on the government, which I think the government is making pretty clear that there's only so much they can do. And, you know, it's up to us. I mean, this is our U.S. Constitution that says that the people are in charge and the government is supposed to be doing the bidding for us, we the people. And if they're not, then we have every right to have them reassigned. This has gotten out of hand. You know, the delays on the stimulus bill that we have decided as a nation, this is what we want. We've got money that we've paid into, which is unemployment insurance. And I'm saying, look, why can't we access that immediately? Why did we have to wait 6 weeks or so with the traditional bureaucracy of the government? I mean, everybody else is moving on a dime and immediately. That money is there. I don't need to go to Nancy Pelosi and say, Mother, may I? I shouldn't need to go to her anyway and say, Mother, may I? She should be coming to us and saying, we the people, may we? You know, can we help out here? And, it is very frustrating when, we have to deal with the kind of delays and the brinksmanship and the politicization of people's stress and pain that they're in right now. And they're doing us no favors by taking advantage of our vulnerability. In a sense, I mean, it's like they're holding a gun to our head here. And here we are vulnerable and vulnerable to, you know, to their positions, the elected positions that we gave them the responsibility for. And then how are they serving us? And, you know, so their attitude is, look at, as James Clyburn has said, and I remind you, the Democrat from South Carolina, who saved Joe Biden, if you recall, not that long ago, and the Democratic Party thought he was quite the hero. But even Democrats have to understand that it seems like Clyburn is all in for the agenda, for this progressive left-leaning agenda that the Democrats have said, they, you know, we don't want to admit to that. They've been exposed in this election cycle. Thank you very much, AOC, and also Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, I got to give him a lot of credit. At least he was honest. You know, the rest of them, you know, they all want to give you that gobbledygook and the mixed messages of what the Democratic Party actually stands for. And all you got to do is look at their policies. Look at the states in which they're in charge. And these are the states, interestingly enough, again, that are in a lot of trouble and are probably going to need more bailout money because they already spent the money. You know, they've sold themselves out to these domestic programs. And when it comes time for them, you know, to look into their own treasury, they don't, you know, and they've got to rely on big government to save their bacon because they've gone out and they've spent all the people's money and they're running thin on their bank account. And so they come to us and say, hey, you know, help us out here. Really? Because of your policies and what you've done. But there's no accountability right now. But, you know, after everything is all said and done, you'll see where it happens. You'll see where the problems really exist if you want to take the time to do so. But this is what they bank on, is that America will not take the time, that we'll just get on the other side of this and move on. And this is very frustrating that they continue to put us in this position. And this is, you know, this is so frustrating, like I said, that they do this to us. And, you know, and Nancy Pelosi is so smug about it. And the Democrats and Chuck Schumer is so smug about it. Wait a minute. You know, we have people that urgently need relief. And you're worried about a pet project. You're worried about wind, solar, tax credits, reduction in airline emission, increased leverage for labor unions. Eliminate U.S. Postal Service debt, same-day voter registration, $35 million to the Kennedy. What does this have to do with the coronavirus, you ask, right? It has nothing to do with the coronavirus and what everyday Americans and the pain they're dealing with and they're going through right now, but it has everything to do, as James Clyburn said, with their agenda. This is a perfect time to restructure things out of this bill. They're going to restructure, and this gives them an incredible amount of leverage. And you got to hand it to Nancy Pelosi, for somebody who is the leader of the House and, you know, a majority Senate Republican. Boy, I'll tell you, the power that she's wielding is unbelievable. It's almost like I said earlier with one of our guests, it's almost like we want Nancy Pelosi on our side because she's vicious. I mean, and you got to give her credit in a sense of being able to accomplish what it is that James Clyburn and other progressive Democrats want to accomplish. I mean, you know, we're fooling ourselves into thinking that we believe in the U.S. Constitution. You know, half of the country, and especially the leaders of half of the country on the Democratic side and these Marxists, they go, let the minions talk about the U.S. Constitution. Let them delude themselves about their Second Amendment right and their First Amendment right. Big whoop. I mean, we got a hold of the purse strings, and, you know, eventually, one way or another, and we don't even care if they come to our thinking, because we'll just compel them to do so. This is what this is all about, and we've all been, as I've said time and again, we continue to be conditioned to this end. We're being conditioned, and so that they can come in and finally, you know, we'll be so worn out after all this. And this is what's going to happen in this exchange that's going on right now, because the American people are yelling and screaming about, hey, where's the answer? Where's my money? And it's who's going to flinch first and who's going to feel the heat the worst? Is it going to be, you know, in a sense, this is like a game of chicken. It's who's going to turn away? Is it going to be Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, or is it going to be Mitch McConnell and the Republicans? Does liberty really reign? Will we be able to, you know, keep government, you know, from exploding? Because what's going to happen with $2 trillion in governmental help, all the other quantitative easing and everything like that? Oh, my goodness. You know, it's amazing how the Democrats talk about the handouts like as if they're immune from it and they don't participate in this. But, you know, at some point, it's got to stop. And there's got to be some controlling measures on this. And if it's going to happen, it's going to be we the people to do this. And I know that sounds kind of trite, and we're all conditioned to think, well, you know, the U.S. Constitution, you know, our founding fathers really didn't mean what they said. You know, it was just a nice idea, but, you know, this 21st century, and we're so modern, and we know so much, right? Well, you know, our founding fathers never had the debt that we have today. And don't tell me about, oh, different time then versus now. It's the spirit of what the Constitution was all about and what our founding fathers were willing to commit the constituency, we the people. What were they willing to, you know, sell our souls? I mean, it's not even bad enough that they sell their own souls. You know, they're not happy enough with that. They got to sell our souls and our hearts as well. You know, this is absolutely insane what we're having to endure here, ladies and gentlemen. But look, if we just take it on the chin and it's business as usual, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer et al. And the Democrats and James Clyburn are able to come in and just pilfer out of, you know, the people's treasury and do this and take advantage of our stress and our pain right now. And in order to make it go away, we're going to sign off on these progressive ideals. And let me tell you, as Ronald Reagan said, be warned. Boy, you know, the one thing about a government bureaucracy, it's the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven. And I believe that because that happens time and again, because they don't make any adjustments. We didn't make any adjustments with when Barack Obama, you know, convinced us and our government convinced us, oh, we needed the stimulus. And then they laughed in our face in talking about shovel-ready jobs, right? I guess they weren't so shovel-ready after all. And we elected him to two terms of office and his administration, like he served us so well. Unbelievable. But look at, hey, this is our government, and we have what we deserve. We have what we vote into office. And if we vote him in, hey, guess what? We can vote him out, believe it or not. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
I'm don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You
with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we're going to be talking with Sophie Egan in just a moment. Had a little bit of technical difficulty getting a hold of her. Her latest book, How to Be a Conscious Eater, Making Food Choices That Are Good for You, Others, and the Planet. This is an interesting read, especially during this coronavirus era that we're in, you know, because how to eat consciously and healthfully during this pandemic is something that you may want to consider, or something that you should consider. And she is the author, as I mentioned, of this book, How to Be a Conscious Eater, also New York Times contributor to the health section. As the owner of Full Table Solutions, she has galvanized a nationwide movement to help us all make healthier, more sustainable food choices. And Sophie Egan joins us now. Sophie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Having me.
Well, you know, some of the things that we want to talk about, especially in this coronavirus emergency pandemic that we're dealing with, is some ideas that you have for us in terms of the items that are most important that that we should be stocking that would be evidence of a healthy pantry. Walk us through that.
Definitely. You know, the book, as you mentioned, is all about how to be a conscious eater, making food choices that are good for you, others, and the planet. And in light of the pandemic, it's more important than ever, especially as eating is an essential act, right?
Yes.
So some ideas for a healthy pantry. I mean, above all, as much as possible, stocking foods that are plant-based. This does not mean that you need to eat a vegan diet, but generally speaking, whole grains, nuts, legumes, dried fruit, plant oils like olive oils and lots of herbs and spices, those are going to be the best for your body, and they have the lowest imprint on the environment. Also important at this time, of course, is the immune system. And guess what? Plant-based foods tend to have a lot of fiber and a lot of antioxidants and vitamins. These, you do not need to eat only foods that are canned and so forth. You can eat plenty of fresh produce. It's still available in grocery stores. And eating the rainbows is one of the ways you can kind of increase your chances at getting a good amount of those vitamins and antioxidants that we need to keep our immune systems fired up. On that fiber standpoint, one of the main things to keep in mind is our gut microbiome. There's some research that suggests that basically eating fermented foods like yogurt and others, as well as fiber-rich foods, prebiotics, can actually go a long way in that healthy, thriving bacterial community in our bodies. And then, of course, keeping added sugar and added sodium down. So reading labels, checking labels on those processed foods if they are or packaged foods, and then really trying to eat, you know, as much as possible in ways that are going to not only nourish our bodies and the planet, as I mentioned, but our souls. This is a time of great stress. And so some foods of comfort can really be a good idea as well, especially as we're cooking more than ever for many.
Exactly. Yeah, healthy foods of comfort, not just comfort food that, you know, weigh us down and that are defeating the purpose. Yeah, going back to what you said earlier, Sophia, I wanted to have you unwrap a little bit more. You know, and to be honest with you, this is one of the first times I've heard of, in terms of eating, you know, make sure you have a lot of color in your plant-based, you know, products that are involved. And you say eating the rainbow. I like that.
Yeah, so a lot of, you know, thank you. I'm certainly not the first. A lot of registered dietitians will tell you, you know, if you think about, okay, we all know sort of in the back of our minds we should be eating more produce, but a lot of those, that color, a lot of those pigments are a sign of phytonutrients. Those are helpful kind of elements that are contained in everything from bell peppers, oranges, leafy greens, those dark colors, blueberries, right? And those are really helpful for keeping inflammation at bay and really just making our bodies humming. So we kind of know intuitively that produce is a good thing, but especially now as we're eager to protect our bodies and keep ourselves as safe and healthy as possible, it's ever more important. As you said, it's not just comfort foods. It's sort of you know, the junk food that maybe in the moment feels good, but that's going to actually, be doing a good job of keeping us healthy in the long run, and especially throughout this very unsettling time.
Well, you know, and I think that one of the advantages that we have in this country is, you know, we've been talking a lot about how we've been conditioned, you know, for good things and bad things. And I think on the good side is that, you know, the essential DNA of this country, you know, the idea of liberty and freedom for all, it really is at the base of this is self-responsibility. I mean, it starts with us. I mean, we are the first responders for our own health and our own immunosystems, right?
Yeah, that's a really nice way to put it. I think that's absolutely right. There's no one who can take care of us as much as ourselves. That is very true. And at the same time, I think that this crisis is also exposing how interdependent we are. We are a country of independence. I described this in my first book, Devoured. But in this book, How to Be a Conscious Eater, you know, it's also really important. I expose the issue of food waste and how many food insecure people we have in our country. These are our colleagues, our neighbors. 40 million Americans go hungry, and this is all before the coronavirus. So once you have the coronavirus, with kids who often get their only source of food from school meals, economic impacts, and so forth, it's also important to keep in mind that if we redistributed a third of the food that we waste in the U.S., we could feed all the hungry people in America. So it's looking out for ourselves, absolutely, but not ourselves only.
Well, I got to tell you, Sophie, you know, you talk about redistributing food. I mean, a lot of government programs where, you know, it's been dictated the foods that are, you know, delivered to these kids that are food deprived and counting on this food. I don't know when was the last time you were at a school, but the last time I went by a school and saw the food that was handed out and how much was thrown away, it was disgusting. You know, it's just such a waste. I mean, where you get the idea of, look, we want to help people out. But I think, you know, one of the things I suggested that you'd probably almost be better off, especially in this one Hispanic area where, you know, 70% of the kids were Hispanic. You got grandmas at home would come over and make tortillas and make the best breakfast they'd ever have. But because it isn't coming in some, you know, perfectly secured, you know, hermetically sealed government processed food that tastes like crud. It's no good, but I'll tell you what, you wouldn't be seeing a lot of tortillas and beans and rice being thrown out if you had grandmas with, you know, making fresh tortillas right there on the school grounds.
Yeah, no, it's very true. And it also points out, you know, just with the demographics of the United States, that a lot of the food is out of step. Can be in schools, can be out of step with what the variety of cuisines and cultures that kids are actually eating at home. That said, there's tremendous progress in school food, and I was really proud to be part of that work. I've been a leader at the Culinary Institute of America for the past 5.5 years, and retained the CIA as it's called, as a client in my consulting practice, which is Full Table Solutions. And I've worked quite a bit in K-12 schools, and there's tremendous work and energy and creativity and vitality to actually increase scratch cooked foods. To address food insecurity and to address waste, to your point. One of the most exciting innovations that I'm seeing is actually bulk milk. And this is addressing the issue that milk cartons, half the time with kids, they get open, take two sips, and the whole thing gets chucked. So that's an issue that folks are aware of, and it really aligns human and environmental health with the huge opportunity that school food programs present across the board because of the scale.
Exactly. You mentioned about reading labels for packaged foods. What do we need to be aware of in reading labels?
Mm-hmm. Great question. This is so timely, right? So a couple of key things. First and foremost, I suggest a sort of a three-part checklist. Think about the food in the package. Think about the words. Those are the labels. And then think about the packaging. Don't forget about that as well. So when you're looking at, we talked about kind of what, you know, some of the foods should be, and generally whole foods, minimally processed, as much as possible from plant-based sources. Then in terms of the words, the front of the package, generally speaking, is where the marketing occurs. Very occasionally do those words have actual rigorous meaning behind them. And in the book, I describe which terms to sort of take stock of, which ones have real meaning and which ones don't. Basically, bottom line is flip the product around. From a nutrition standpoint, you want to get laser focused on the nutrition facts panel and the ingredients list. In the ingredients list, it's descending order by weight, starting with the first ingredient is the most important. Few ingredients is helpful, ingredients you recognize, but ideally that first ingredient is a whole food, like oats or whole wheat flour, something really healthy and good.
Something that you can read. You can read and repeat to your kid.
Right. Another way to think about it is, do you have that ingredient in your pantry, right? Like a lot of us don't have hydrolyzed, whatever all these other things are. And the other important point on the nutrition facts panel is that, you know, you really want to keep added sugar and added sodium as low as possible. But don't be wary of all fat. We actually want healthy, unsaturated fats. As much as possible. And then a couple of the other key points to keep in mind are some of the indicators of better practices behind that product. So, fair trade, for instance, in terms of working conditions and fair wages, whole grains label, the stamp can assure you that there is actually sufficient amount of whole grains in that product. Organic is actually a very rigorous certification. So I describe some of the stickers to know and which ones have meaning. But generally speaking, flip it around, look at the nutrition profile, and that should generally keep you in good shape.
Well, Sophie, you only got about 45 seconds left. Your book, How to Be a Conscious Eater, Making Food Choices That Are Good for You, Others, and the Planet, available at all the usual places. One last question, because a lot of people are doing takeout delivery right now because of the coronavirus. So 20 seconds, sum up real quick. What's the best way to go there?
Sure. So small businesses really need your help, local as much as possible. Load up on veggies. There's tons of great veggie options and all types of different takeout options. Sometimes they're just the less ordered. And then avoid waste at the point of purchase. So if you're not going to eat the whole thing of rice or the bread, then write that in the notes.
Exactly.
And prevent it from even coming into your door in the first place.
Sophie Egan, thank you, Sophie.
In Indian Wells, California, for the 8th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Fred.